And welcome back on Katy Country 94 on the Sports Ticket. Dusty Donis joined by the head women's basketball coach at Kansas State University, Jeff Mitty. First of all, Coach, thanks for taking some time to talk with us. K-State women's basketball, this is going to be your fourth season. You've been on the rise ever since you came, getting better in Big 12 play every year, going 23-11 last year and 11-7 in the Big 12. What's it been like for you to see this team grow and continue to get better?
You know, I've been pleased with our group. That senior group was pretty special in a lot of ways. Great leadership, competitive kids, purple through and through, talented, all of the above. And you know, we made good strides. You know, when I got here, coming off an 11-win season, and we needed to really add to the roster, but we needed to keep that core group. And that group made a pact at that time that they were going to leave the program in great shape. And, boy, they committed to that, and they certainly did it.
Talk about leaving the program in great shape. You know, you're losing two real big cornerstones from that team, and Bree Lewis, who's now with the Dallas Wings in the WNBA, Kendrick Weissman, who's going to join J.C. Hoyt at UMKC as an assistant coach. How do you replace those two?
It's a good question. you're not going to do it with one player, and we did not have that player waiting in the wings necessarily, although I do think that we've got some young ones like a Kayla Goth, who played most of the year injured, who I think can really elevate her game. Peyton Williams, we think, has got a ton of upside in her game. I think in the recruiting of the center spot, both Lakes and Ashley both have great upside to them, so we feel like they both can not be Bree Lewis the way she left, but can come in and be physical, can come in and defend, and I think our fans are going to really enjoy seeing them for 4 years.
You talked about those two and kind of looking and continuing on with some of those recruits that you're bringing in. I'm looking at this Simone Goodrich from Chicago, and I'm seeing that she's a 5'10 guard and averages 6 rebounds a game. Is she a player that can be one of those Kendrick Weissman types that's going to get around the floor and be very aggressive?
Well, she's a much different player than Kindred, and the Kindred's got such a great three-point stroke and really understood that. Simone's going to get to the rim more. She's long. She's got kind of all the tools, I think, to be an outstanding guard. We'll see how she adjusts to the college game. You know, all these players come in thinking that it's going to be an easy adjustment, and obviously we like a lot about her. We do expect that she'll get extended minutes this year because we need this young group to play.
Talking about needing the young group to play, you mentioned some of those that are coming back already. You have Carlisle Middlebrook, Shaylin Martin, you know, Kaylee Page coming back. You do lose Lainey Page and Mercedes Brooks and coming down today Anna Hammaker. But what are these four recruits that you have coming in and that core that I mentioned, how good can they be as you continue on?
Well, I think this group has talent. We probably don't have the depth right now. That's something that we've got to continue to add. The 18 class will really add to the depth. Ranky's a player that you talk about replacing Wieseman, who knocks down 93s. Ranky's probably got as good a stroke as anybody in the country as a freshman, so we're excited about her. Goth, Page, Middlebrook all had very, very good years, but they're going to have to elevate their game. But that's just, if you have talent, maybe they don't have quite the experience. You look at a Wieseman, 8 points a game as a sophomore. You look at a Bree Lewis, 5 points a game as a freshman. Well, they certainly elevated their game. So a Shea Martin, I mean, the leadership of Martin, Goth, Middlebrook is going to be critical to see how this team progresses.
I'm looking, like I said, at this class, and your shortest recruit is 5'10". You got lengthy guards. How important is it to have that kind of length playing in this Big 12 conference?
Well, it's been one of our goals when we came in is to add to the length of every position. A lot of our zone is a trapping zone that forces tough passing angles, and we really want to create a lot of offense from our defense, and we wanted more length. We also wanted players that could play multiple spots to be able to move them around and kind of mismatch. So it's been critical for us. It's been a big part of what we've been trying to create with the roster. This was our first day back in the summer. This group got on the floor this morning. we'll see how they are in 2 months.
We're talking with K-State women's basketball coach Jeff Mitty. Just a couple more questions. What does it take to get to Baylor's level, to try to get up there and be on that level to win championships, not only in the Big 12, but to be on that national level as well?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think both Baylor and Texas have really elevated their recruiting, and they've had top five recruiting classes, so it's not real hard to figure out. You got to put together recruiting classes that are physically competitive, athletically gifted, talented basketball players. At K-State, we probably have to do it a little differently because we're not in a situation where there's 100 of those type of players within 2 hours. But I think we can find the right K-State kids, and we've certainly my staff's done an excellent job of that. We're only in year three, but I think we've continued to improve our talent. Depth will be an issue that we've got to continue to get better, because when you look at Baylor and Texas, they can go not just 10 deep, they can go 11, 12, 13 if they have any injuries at all.
Talk about the things that your staff is doing to try to make that better. You did lose one of your staff, but I'm sure you're certainly happy about that, because J.C. Hoyt got a head coaching job at UMKC. We know her out here because she's from Northwest Kansas. I actually went to high school around the same time she did. But how pleased are you, and how happy are you for J.C.? Obviously, it's tough to lose one of your coaches, but how happy are you that she got that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough to lose them, but when you lose them for – I told her, I go, I'm not losing you to any other program as an assistant. We're going to do everything we can to keep you. She did a great job for us, first-class young lady. I think UMKC is getting a really good one. She hired Kindred Wieseman, so they're getting more than one good one. They're getting a couple good ones. Those two are winners, and it's tough to lose them, but it's great to see them progress in the profession. So I'm really happy for them. I just actually was texting with her on the way up here on some recruiting things. Her team came in today, so I'm happy for her, and I think she'll take on that challenge of the program very well.
So where does that leave you with that spot? You're still in the process of filling that, right?
Yeah, I think we'll have something done here by the middle of June. We're close. I've got some assistants that worked for me previously that I'm kind of talking to, and so I think we'll have this thing filled here shortly.
Jeff Mitty, the head coach of the K-State women's basketball program here on the Sports Ticket. Thanks for the time, Coach, and best of luck as you continue on.
All right, Dusty. Thank you.